I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Still unknown, why did he do it? The gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Authorities say 18-year-old Salvador Ramos had no known criminal or mental health history. And now there are questions about how long it took police to storm the school.
The father of one of the children killed in the Texas school shooting says police were unprepared and slow to move in to stop the shooting. Javier Cazada's daughter, Jacqueline, was one of the 19 fourth graders killed in Salvador Ramos' attack on Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. He says when he arrived during the attack, police were still outside the building. Cazada says he was so upset, he thought about going in himself with several others. Authorities say the massacre inside a locked classroom lasted upwards of 40 minutes, ending only when Ramos was killed by a Border Patrol team. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley.
Today in your city, someone is walking their dog. Someone is crossing the street to their car. Someone's kid is riding a bike home. And they're counting on you to drive the speed limit. Speeding accounts for nearly 30% of traffic fatalities, and most of those crashes don't happen on the interstate. They happen on the streets where people live. Slow down. It's an act of care for the people around you. So remember, speeding catches up with you. Know the road and respect its limits. Presented by NHTSA. Now back to your podcast.